Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Total Information AM, I'm Megan Lynch. Flight cancellations and delays, a big annoyance for travelers over the weekend. The FAA last week ordered a reduction in air travel as the government shutdown impacts critical air traffic control. Joining me now, CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg. Peter, I'm wondering how many flights overall were canceled across the U.S. over the weekend?
Well, if you add Friday, Saturday, and yesterday, we're at about 5,000. Excuse me, 5,000 delays plus cancellation. So it's in that mix. Remember, they were supposed to cancel about 4,000 flights, which is 10% of the 44,000 flights that are in the air every day by the end of today. So they're well on their way to doing that. Now, having said that, the rumor is we may actually get the end of the shutdown if the vote happens in the next couple of hours or days.
What kind of delays did travelers see over the weekend?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The airlines were allowed to pick the flights that they canceled. It wasn't about the amount of people that were flying. It was the planes that were flying. And in almost every case, the airlines chose the smaller flights, the smaller planes, to keep those big planes flying. So the total number of passengers impacted was a lot less than it could have been. So it wasn't about the passengers. It was about the traffic.
Air traffic controllers have scheduled a news conference this morning. What would you expect to hear from them?
Well, number one, they're going to remind us that we were still short 3,500 controllers before the shutdown happened, so that we're not out of the woods yet. And, of course, they hired 2,000 new controllers to train them, but that training procedure takes 2 to 3 years. It's a very steep learning curve. So while we may be on track by this Friday in terms of getting everything on the schedule back in order, planes back in sequence, crews back on schedule, and flights where they're supposed to be, they're still going to have to address the staffing issues. Because remember, before the shutdown of 313 air traffic control facilities in the United States, 311 of them were understaffed already.
What would you tell travelers right now who may be flying in the next week?
Keep your reservation. It's going to be relatively easy for the airlines to pivot. They have plans in place to do that. They're just waiting for the go-ahead for the amount of staff on the ground to handle them, meaning the air traffic controllers. Remember, it's all about capacity. If they can't get enough controllers in the tower, they had to limit the number of flights, and that's exactly what they did. Same thing about getting them back in. They will now add more flights in as controllers return to the towers.
That is CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg. Thank you so much for your time.
You got it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.